Hello and welcome to the Man of the Match podcast. I'm your host, Matt, and it's been a little bit since my last episode, but a lot has happened, and there's a lot of things I want to talk about. First of all, in just normal news, two bids have been put out for major tournaments in the coming years. The UK and Ireland have come together to put a host nation bid for the Euro 2028 tournament. And the United States and Mexico have put together a bid to host the 2027 Women's World Cup. In the Premier League, Frank Lampard has just been hired as the interim manager of Chelsea. So far, he hasn't been putting up results. I'll talk about that in a little bit. And Haaland, in his last game, tied Mohamed Salah's record of most goals in a 38-game season with 32 goals. He's tied it, and I think he's probably going to end up breaking it next weekend because Manchester City does not play this weekend. Liverpool's out of the Bellingham race. They've confirmed this through Fabrizio Romano. They are completely out. Apparently, his value has gone up like insanely. It's now £130 million, and honestly, it's good for them. I don't think that they would be willing to pay such a hefty price for what I think is a future Jordan Henderson. I don't think he's really going to be that good. I also think he's overpriced, but I think that's a good move for the organization. However, there's many rumors confirming that they're probably going to end up signing 2 to 3 midfielders during the summer, whether that's McAllister, Mount, Caicedo, any of them. In Italy, something major has happened. Juventus's appeal for their 15-point deduction has worked. Juventus is now in third place. They've gained their 15 points back that were removed for their financial penalty. And many, many games for European competitions have happened over the past week, and they're going to continue to happen, which is what I want to talk about today. First of all, starting off with the Europa League. The Europa League is now in the semifinals as well as the Champions League. So first of all, in the quarterfinals, Roma came back against Feyenoord. First leg was 1-0, and then the second leg, Roma completely destroyed them 4-0. Leverkusen won against Union SG, which I think Union's from Belgium, after a close 1-1 draw in the first leg. And Juventus's goal, they're one goal in the first leg, they won 1-0 in the first leg, and then they tied 1-1 to Sporting in the second leg of their quarterfinal match. And then Sevilla beat Manchester United 5-2 on aggregate, 2-2 in the first game, and 3-0 in the second game, which is honestly insane. Sevilla's like 14th in La Liga right now. And for them to be beating a third-place Premier League team is just incredible. Many mistakes from United, especially on the defensive end, with Harry Maguire scoring an own goal in the first leg, and the defense just not being strong enough. It was originally 2-0 in the first leg, before in like the last 15 minutes the team fell apart, and then it was 2-2, and then the team completely fell apart in the second leg of the game, and it was 3-0. Now, the semifinals are, the draw recently happened, like very recently, and Juventus, who won against Sporting, will play against Sevilla, who obviously, as I just said, won against United, and Roma will be playing against Leverkusen. Roma beat Feyenoord, as I said, and Leverkusen beat Union SG. Now, what do I think is going to happen in these games? In the first leg of the UA versus Sevilla game, I honestly think that it's going to be very close. Sevilla is going to have a problem with getting through Juve's defense. Same with Juventus to Sevilla. They're both going to have trouble, but I think it's probably going to be Enesiri that's going to end up scoring for Sevilla, and then Vlahovic for Juventus. Neither are really high-scoring teams in their respective leagues. But we'll see what happens. I think it's going to be first leg, it's going to be 1-1, and the second leg will be 3-0 in favor of Juventus. I think Juventus will proceed to the final, because the next match, obviously, that I'm talking about right now is the semifinal. So Juventus through to the final, I think. They have a great attack, which I don't think Sevilla is going to be able to handle. I think that overall, in the end, Juve is going to be, it's a more complete team than Manchester United right now. They got a huge morale boost with getting those 15 points back in Serie A. The pressure is now less on them winning the tournament to get back in the European competition. And now it's kind of like cooled off now. You don't need to win the Europa League to be in the Champions League next year. But you kind of do because you're in third place, but the placement in your league is very, very close, and you don't want to slip up. But, yeah, Chiesa, Di Maria, Vlahovic, I think that's going to be too much for Sevilla to handle. Final score, 4-1 on aggregate to Juventus. Now, in the other semifinal, I think it's obviously going to be Roma versus Leverkusen. And in the first leg, I think it's going to be 2-0 to Roma. Dybala is incredible, and I wouldn't be surprised if he scores both goals. Mourinho is a coach who has a lot of European experience, and I think that compared to, I think Leverkusen in overall, in both legs, is just going to be out-coached. 2-0 in the first leg to Roma, and 1-1 in the second leg. I think it will be a 3-1 aggregate win for Roma, and Juventus and Roma will meet in the final. My final predictions will happen when the actual finals happen, which is going to be, like, in June. So, we'll see what happens. But, yeah, as I said, my main motivation for choosing Roma over Leverkusen is Mourinho, Dybala, and all the world-class players on Roma compared to Leverkusen. And speaking of, and also Leverkusen's league position, and speaking of league positions, all of these teams in the Europa League semifinals, this tournament means a lot to them because this could be them qualifying for the Champions League of next year, because obviously Europa League winner qualifies for next year's UEFA Champions League. Roma is in fourth or on like the brink of the UEFA Champions League. They're qualified for it right now, but they could lose that qualification if they drop places. Like, if they drop 3 points and then, what is it? I think Inter, AC Milan, whoever's in fifth, could get 3 points and they have a better goal difference than Roma's going to be out of the Champions League. And then Leverkusen's sixth, not even like kind of close to Champions League spots. Juventus is third, but they're in that same range as Roma. They're like 3 points ahead of Roma, and it's a very close race in the Serie A. And Sevilla's like all the way down in like 10th-ish, I think, still. Because they had a terrible start to the season and they could never recover from that. So this tournament means a lot more than just winning the Europa League. This is going to affect next year tremendously for these teams. Now that we're done with the Europa League, let's talk about the better competition, the UEFA Champions League. So basically, over the last couple of weeks, the first and second legs have happened, and I don't think things went as planned in the other two games. The AC Milan versus Napoli game, and then the Inter Milan versus the Benfica games. I don't think things went as planned as people would have predicted it did, but honestly, that's what's great about the Champions League. Speaking of the Napoli and AC Milan game that happened in the first leg, Napoli lost to AC Milan 1-0, and then AC Milan tied with Napoli 1-1, and AC Milan won on aggregate 2-1 to proceed to the next round. Honestly, unlucky for Napoli. They're a young team. Kvaratskhelia, unfortunately, couldn't make a penalty, which would have ended in the game being tied, but it happens. Napoli, obviously, they're 14 points clear of the Serie A, so they're easily going to be back next year, and they'll probably have an even better chance of winning next year, because they could buy more players, better players, with the Serie A prize money. AC Milan, yes, they had a great attacking, but zero possession. They capitalized their chances that they got, and that's what easily made them better this weekend, but their possession was not very good. Speaking of their semi-final partner, who AC Milan will be playing, Inter Milan versus Benfica also happened. Inter won 2-0 in the first leg, and in Benfica tied with Inter in the second leg, 3-3. In the end, Inter advanced on aggregate 5-2. Inter was very good at attacking, and as well as AC Milan, they had terrible possession against Benfica. Benfica in the second leg was already behind. By the time, Milan had scored their fifth aggregate goal, it was 5-1. There was basically no way of coming back. But I think just for their self-pride to feel good about themselves, Benfica came back in the game and ended up tying the game. Mistakes really cost Benfica, because remember, it was 2-0 at the beginning of the game and on aggregate. But a mistake by Otamendi already started the game off bad, so it was really just mistakes for Benfica and not capitalizing their opportunities, similar to Napoli. Inter Milan and AC Milan, I think, this is what's actually going to happen. AC versus Inter Milan, the Milan Derby is happening. It's a semi-final at the San Siro twice. It's going to be insane, in my opinion. I think it's going to be one of, if not the best, Champions League semifinals we've ever seen. Mainly because these teams are very close in what they do. Obviously, they play in the same city, but the recent performances have been similar. Milan's fifth in the Champions and the Champions League. The Serie A, and they're qualified for the Europa League right now, which is not that good. And Inter Milan is qualified in sixth place for the Conference League right now, which also is not very good. It's worse than Milan. So Milan's fifth, and I'm being too vague. AC Milan's fifth, and Inter Milan's sixth. This was the last time I checked. So they're obviously very similar teams in how they play in Serie A. Also, they had terrible possession in their quarterfinal match, but yet they had good attacking. So that obviously makes for a very, very, very fun game. I think in the first leg, Inter's going to win 2-1. But in the second leg, AC Milan's experience is going to help them win 2-1. Obviously, then it would be tied on aggregate 3-3. In an extra time or penalties, I could see AC Milan winning the game and going on to the final. I think this is purely like based on experience. Yes, Inter Milan has beaten them recently. They've beaten them both times they played this season in the Serie A and the Supercoppa Italiana. But I just think that AC Milan has a good balance of young and old players, and I think that they work really well together, and they're going to beat out this inexperienced Inter team. As I said, yes, Inter has beaten them both times this year, and they will slip up in the first leg, AC Milan, but I could totally see them bouncing back from that loss. Now, City versus Bayern. Manchester City versus Bayern Munich. In the first leg, 3-0 to Manchester City. A very, very dominant game by Manchester City. It started off wrong with mistakes in the first half already. As I said, similar to Benfica. But however, this was in the first leg, not in the second leg. Rodri's first goal was amazing against Jan Sommer, and then it just kept going from there. It was a mistake in the second goal, and then the third goal was just great again. Everyone knew by the end of the first leg that City was going to win. First leg was 3-0, second leg was 1-1. Bayern just didn't come out of the gate in the second leg looking like they wanted to win. They just lacked the number 9. That was one of the top things I saw. They definitely lacked number 9, which the number 9 is, for those of you who don't know, a striker. Which they used to have in Robert Lewandowski, but they sold him off to Barcelona. That's been one of their biggest problems this year, honestly, replacing his void, and which they didn't sign somebody to do that in the winter or summer transfer windows. But definitely, yeah, not much of an attack, and defensive mistakes, especially from Upamecano. Tensions rising. The Mane versus Sané fight in the dressing room after the game, which got Mane suspended for multiple games. That just did not help the attitude of Bayern either going into the second leg. So it was just overall a huge mess. It was Tuchel's first games in the Champions League for Bayern this season because he was just hired. They thought things were going to change with the firing of Nagelsmann, but I mean, Nagelsmann, that's the correct pronunciation. But things have honestly just gone down for Bayern. They're out of, I think it was three of the four potential competitions that they could have won. So it's the last couple of weeks have just been terrible for Bayern, and City just has been amazing. I think it's a 10-game winning streak in the Premier League, but yeah, City's just been great, and they were very good, and they were easily the better team. Speaking of Premier League teams not doing so well, I mean, doing whatever they wanted to, honestly, because City's been doing well, but the next team I'm about to talk about is not doing so well. Chelsea. Chelsea played Real Madrid, and in both games, it was 2-0 to Real Madrid. First leg and second leg. In this first leg, Chelsea's just terrible. It showed that Real Madrid's caliber is a lot higher than Chelsea's is. And then in the second leg, Chelsea proved to be decent, actually. Like, they had some good chances, and they kept a lot of the possession. They were controlling the game until mistakes again cost them. And it's just terrible. They played terrible, and they're playing terrible in the Premier League. They're 11th. They're definitely not qualifying for the Champions League next year. They literally can't. I don't think so. But yeah, Real Madrid also dominant in that quarterfinal as well. Speaking of semifinals. In the semifinal, it's obviously going to be Manchester City versus Real Madrid. And for that game, I believe I had Manchester City winning on aggregate 5-2. In the first leg, I have them winning 2-0 against Madrid, and then I have them winning 3-2 in the second leg against Madrid. Main reason is we've seen Real Madrid play high-caliber teams this season, and honestly, they haven't performed that well. Key example being Barcelona. They lost, 2-3 times to them this season, and they just beat them once in the Copa del Rey. But if you look at the teams that Real Madrid's been playing in the Champions League, it's, they played Liverpool, who haven't been doing well, in the round of 16, and then they just played Chelsea, who's been doing terrible in the quarterfinals. So I don't think they're necessarily prepared. Honestly, the best team they've played all season is Barcelona, who they lost 2-3 times. But yes, and also City has Haaland, who's been going insane. So I think City will be through to the final. My prediction is City and AC Milan in the final. Who wins? I don't know. We'll have to wait. And first of all, we'll see if I'm right about who's going to be in the final, and then I'll predict the actual final. So yep, we'll see what happens. But in both competitions, what you're seeing is a lot of Italian teams going far. I said this in my Serie A is back episode, like way back in the season when I was making my predictions and talking about how fun the season was going to get and the return of Italian soccer. This is the return of Italian soccer. What is it? four or three teams were... No, it was five teams that were in European competitions just now. From the Serie A, which is really, really good. Granted, one of them, I think, was the Europa Conference League, which nobody likes. It's a cash grab. But not talking about the Conference League. We just had Napoli go far. AC Milan and Inter Milan still going far. There's definitely... It's confirmed that there's going to be a team in the final because... What is it? AC one Milan team's going to be in the final because they're playing each other. So, obviously, there's no way around it. Juve and Roma doing really, really good in the Europa League. And this all connects to the resurgence of Italian soccer. We see them beating these big, big teams. What is it? Juventus taking down Sporting. Roma taking down the Dutch Giants Feyenoord, who've... Feyenoord's been doing really good, and they might dethrone Ajax for the first time in a long time. Inter dethroning Benfica. Granted, Benfica's not very good. In Portugal, they are, but in Champions League play, they're not. But it's good to see Italian teams. And Italian soccer's really fallen off since the 2000s. So it's good to see teams from Italy back in a big way in European competitions. Thank you for listening to this episode, especially if you're on Spotify. DM me on Instagram, or I think there's a section in Spotify where you can, like, submit something to the creator of the podcast. Yeah, let me know what you guys want me to talk about. I'll pull you guys again. I did that on Instagram, but the thing was I didn't do it this time because there wasn't much options. I really just had European competitions to talk about this time. But, yeah, thank you guys for listening, and I'll see you next time. Ciao.